We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. The former carer for Annie Smith, a woman with disabilities who was cruelly neglected, has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Rosa Maria Maione yesterday admitted to having unlawfully killed Ms. Smith in April 2020. Police previously alleged Maione left Ms. Smith confined to a chair without nourishment for nearly a year while employed as her primary carer. Although Maione was allowed to remain on bail, prosecutors warned they would seek to have her taken into custody when she faces the Supreme Court in September. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. South Australians who have been left stranded in New South Wales are facing major struggles to return home amid a backlog of COVID-19 travel exemptions. More than 1,700 people are stuck in New South Wales due to hard border closures. SA Health has approved 200 permits to travel over the border as it drafts in extra staff from across the agency. The state government's investigating a repatriation plan, but no details have been released. Current restrictions ban travel for SA residents. Residents in New South Wales, except those in a cross-border corridor, essential workers, and some permitted arrivals. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Women with the most deadly type of ovarian cancer should now be eligible for game-changing drugs researchers believe could cure them. Work led by the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research has uncovered that tumours in a group of ovarian cancer patients contain gene silencing changes that make them responsive to powerful targeted drugs. The discovery means an extra 12% of women with high-grade serous ovarian carcinoma should be included in clinical trials. And to sport, with his quiet determination, long arms and immense lung capacity, Alexander Hill's widely regarded as one of the best rowers in the world. But it's been revealed Hill nearly threw away the sport after one season at Prince Alfred College. Lucky he didn't, as yesterday he added the missing piece to his trophy cabinet, an Olympic gold medal as part of the men's Coxless Four that won Australia's first gold in the event in 25 years. And that's your headlines for breaking news and updates. Take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.